Dear friends, Xacel, thank you very much for a great panel, and thank you to all the panelists. I'm very impressed to see that we have run out of space already. So I'm delighted to invite to the podium our keynote speaker, Mr. Zhang Ye, who is the president of the Shanghai Shipping Exchange. He made the very long trip to come to Cyprus and Athens. Last week we had our conference in Cyprus, and he was the keynote speaker there, and now he is the keynote speaker at our event in Athens. And as he very correctly pointed out, he said, I made a 30-hour trip for a 30-minute presentation. And that, I think, shows the importance that Mr. Zhang Ye is attributing to the Greek shipping community. You all have his CV in the Forum Journal, so I will not repeat all the details. I would like to say that he has been ranked as one of the among the top 10 most influential people in China for shipping. And for a number of consecutive years, he has been included in the Lloyd's list of the top 100 most influential people in shipping. And we are delighted to have him with us today. And in concluding, I will say that Capital Link is having a conference in Shanghai on May 5, and he will be the keynote speaker there. And we also have the great honor to pay our respects to him. He will be our honoree. Because one of the many things he has done for China and Chinese shipping is internationalizing the profile of Chinese shipping. And I think with his tour, if I may say, in Cyprus, in Athens, and all the work he does at the Shanghai Maritime Exchange, Shanghai Shipping Exchange, he's exactly promoting China abroad. And as he will tell you, the Shanghai Shipping Exchange is the gateway for shipping in China. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to present you Mr. Zhang Ye. Thank you.
Mr. 尼古拉斯先生的这个介绍啊，谢谢这个邀请我来参加这个论坛。今天我呢用我们中国的母语跟大家交流，我呢请我的秘书呢跟我做一个翻译。本来呢也是可以做一个同声翻译的啊，但是同声翻译实际上的效果没有我们这样子交互翻译效果好。啊，同时呢，我今天会给大家很多 PPT 上会给大家很多的数据。那我在讲的过程中，当翻译的这个过程正好是大家可以好好的看一下我的数据。
Thank you, Nicholas, for your introduction, and thank you very much for your kindest invitation to this very important event. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming here. And today I will use my mother language, I use a Chinese to deliver my speech, and I let my secretary to help me to translate. Previously, we usually have the simultaneous interpretation, but for me, I would rather prefer the consecutive translation. And during his translation, you will take a look at my slides. I will share with you quite a lot of statistics and information.
刚才尼古拉斯先生介绍，我是用了30个小时。到这里来讲30分钟，实际上我算了一笔账啊，如果有60个人听，我这个30个小时就正好30分钟乘以60个人，正好是3个小时。所以我今天看到大家有100个人，有600个人，所以我觉得呢，我是赚了啊，这个到这里来是赚了。但是刚才呢，也把我吓了一跳，前面这一节讲完以后，我不知道为什么你们有一批人就出去了。我觉得好像是不是对我这个不抱有希望，我相信他们出去的人等一下会表示遗憾没听到。
Well, as Nicholas said that I spent 30 hours coming here just for a 30-minute speech, And for me, I would like to see if there is only 60 audience, I would be very happy. But now I see the audience much, much bigger. We have about 600 people here. It's a little bit surprising to me. Just I stand up, I see several audience are leaving. I think those people who live here will be grateful.
这个实际上在这两天我到了这个希腊了以后，我跟希腊的很多的这个，包括我们在座的有一些的这个啊业内人士进行交流，包括这个大的船东，包括我们的港口，我们的这个协会、经纪人、律师等等，我就觉得这个确实是这个应该说是确实是来的值得啊，在航运界这么低迷的情况下。希腊给我的感觉航运是如此的坚强啊，如此的信心，所以我是觉得把你们希腊的航运的精神骨子里的精神航运的技术应该是传向全世界。
During my visit to Greece, I meet quite a lot of shipping people in Athens, like the big ship owners, the port operators, the lawyers, the associations, the brokers. So I feel your confidence and I feel the integrity of your shipping practice. So I think perhaps it's our duty to carry forward such shipping license to all the world.
实际上这两天也有很多的希腊朋友问我们这个中国对希腊的态度和看法。我回答一句呢，是实际上希腊人不如中国人了解希腊。
And I was asked by my Greek friends that about the Chinese attitude and the thoughts about the Greek shipping. Here I can see that the Chinese people know much more about the Greek shipping than you know us.
实际上我们中国人对希腊是比较友好，再加上我们都有很长时间的历史的文化的积淀，特别是希腊靠近这个爱琴海，有一个很好的名字叫爱琴海，这爱琴正好跟我们中国的爱琴两个字是同样的发音，所以这两天全世界国家被中国人提的最多的应该是希腊，因为昨天是情人节。
And the Chinese people are always friendly to Greek people.And both of us has ancient civilization. So you are close to the Aegean Sea. And as do you know that in Chinese, the Aegean pronounced similar to love and affection. So yesterday was the Valentine's Day. So now the Aegean Seas are the most frequently used word in China most recently.
所以我昨天收到很多的信息 message， 说我是不是到爱琴海去会情人。
So yesterday I got quite a few messages on my mobile phone that whether I come to Greece to meet my Valentine.
那么某种意义上，从这个航运来说，我们两国的航运也许正向走向情人的关系，因为我等一下会介绍中国的舞台是值得希腊船东、希腊的航运界的朋友去在那个舞台上去表演的。
So maybe in some sense that both our nations can be in a very intimate relationship in the shipping sector. So I will show you how big the stage in China is, and we welcome your excellent performance on the Chinese stage.
实际上最近这几年，包括刚才所说的这个上一节，包括介绍的东西，说到的航运界目前碰到的问题，比如说这个资金的问题，比如说实际上是这个运力过剩的问题，再比如说全球贸易的问题，甚至讲到了这个几个西方国家，或就是几个国家的领导人，包括川普这个领导人的更换的问题。实际上我认为这些问题都存在，但是最大的问题还是有多大的市场。
Okay, and over the years, we just heard from the panel discussions that we will have several risks or several problems in the near future. For example, the capital, the overcapacity, the trade, the elections of some nations, and these These issues do exist, but for me, the biggest issue we should concern about is how big the market is.
那么下面我想介绍一下，所以我说市场才是最关键的问题。那我们中国的市场有多大？我想给大家做一个介绍。
So, in my presentation, I will show you the capacity of the Chinese shipping market.
你看我们最上面这张表，实际上是全世界的这个2017年，就是全世界的这个2016年的增长量，几个主要国家的增长量。啊，美国仅仅只有1.6%，但是我们中国去年还是到了6.7%，啊，一年的这个 GDP 达到了11万亿美元。
And on this slide, it shows the growth of the global economies in the past year. As you can see, that the GDP growth in the U.S. is 1.6%, but in China, we managed to reach 6.7%, and our total GDP volume has reached $11 trillion.
那么中国的对外贸易的这个进出口量啊，达到了这个3.6万亿。啊，3.7万亿的这样子一个规模，3.7万亿美金，那么全世界的贸易量呢，也就是在16万亿左右，啊，所以3.7相当于24%，中国的在全球的贸易中占有了24%，也就是说占有了1/4。
For the volume of import and export of China over the past year, the total value reached $3.7 trillion, and for the world total foreign trade volume was $16 trillion. So that is to say that China accounted for 24% of the global trade. That's 1/4.
而且呢，这个中国的海运的，就是大家知道，这个贸易是跟海运用海运来实现这个贸易，所以中国的贸易。在海运上的物资运输额达到了22,000亿美元。
As you see that the trade is closely interlinked with the shipping industry, so the trade value that was realized by the seaborne transport of China last year reached $2.2 trillion.
所以跟中国相关的贸易运输的运输收入海运收入在400亿美金以上一年。
So the revenue connected with the seaborne transport in China has reached
400亿美元。
Has reached $14 billion.
我不知道大家知不知道这样一个数据啊，中国这个到就远东到这个欧洲的集装箱每年的运量箱量，我不知道大家知不知道。
I don't know whether you are aware of the how much boxes are transported from China to the Far East to 到中国的
重箱啊，哦，进出口的重。
For the import and export of laden containers.
我们跟欧洲的进出口的重箱啊，一年的箱量是2,200万 TEU。
The FCLs transported between China and Europe every year was around 22 million TEUs.
所以2,200万 TEU，如果我们说。一个箱子的运费达到了$1,000，那就是光在欧洲这条线上的航运集装箱的收入就是220亿美金，220亿美金。
So supposing that the rate per box is $1,000, so that means the revenues of the China-Europe trade lane.Every year, we amount to $22 billion.
我这两天跟希腊的朋友、航运界的朋友在交流中，我发现他们都很骄傲地说，我们是世界第一大的船队， 啊，那你们有了世界第一大的船队，有了这么一个220亿美金的运输收入，你们收入了多少？啊，占有多少？我不知道你们算过这个账没有，是不是第一？
Okay. Over the 2 days when I had a meeting with our Greek friends, I feel that you are proud that you are the number one ship-owning nation in the world. But have you ever calculated what is the percentage of your Greek fleet in this $22 billion?
实际上，我这一张图是告诉大家，我们中国的船队也在不断的增长，啊，已经达到了在世界达到了11%。啊，希腊过去是20%以上，现在的统计也就在16.6%。
This slide shows the growing momentum of Chinese fleet that now is counts approximately 11% of the world fleet. In the past, the Greek fleet usually accounted for 20% of the world total, but according to the latest statistics, it might drop down a little bit to 16.6%.
那好多人还在问我中国的航运的沿海的市场有多少的船？我们沿海的市场要10,000艘以上。
And I was also asked by some of the friends that how big was the coastal transport market of China. And now I can tell you there are over 10,000 vessels engaged in coastal transport.
我们现在最大的船公司就是彼得埃夫斯港的现在的这个大股东中原海运。那么中原海运它除了这个有码头以外，它占有现在全世界的船的这个份额，它是船队的综合运力是第一，干散货船队的这个运力也是第一，邮轮运力也是第一，杂货运力也是第一，四个第一。
And for China, the biggest shipping company, the COSCO China Shipping, is also the biggest shareholder of the Pyrgos port in Athens. So besides its terminal operation, it also boasts for 2 number ones in the world in terms of the combined fleet carrying capacity, the dry bulk carrying capacity, the tanker capacity, and the general cargo carrying capacity.
中国的沿海的海岸线达到了18,000公里。
The coastal line of China has a total length of 18,000 kilometers.
我这张图上把我们的这个海岸线，我们国家把海岸线的所有的码头变成5个港口群。这个海岸线上说18,000公里的海岸线上，密集了30几个大型的1吨以上的港口。那我们把它分成了5个港口群，一个圈就是一个群在上面的。
And there are totally over 30 big coastal ports with the annual cargo capacity over 100 million tons along the 18,000 kilometers of coastline China. And the Chinese government divided it into 5 major port clusters.
大家可以，就你们可以看到我这个方框里面就写到了这每个港口群的吞吐量啊，这个去年的吞吐量环渤海湾的达到34亿吨的这个货物吞吐量，我们长三角的也要达到30亿吨的货物吞吐量，就是我们上海所在的地区长三角的第二个绿颜色的这样子一个方框里。
And you will see in these 5 boxes the combined port throughput capacity. As you can see in the Bohai Rim area, all the ports can generate 3.4 billion tons of cargo throughput. And for the in the green box where the Shanghai was located, the Yangtze, so-called Yangtze Delta port cluster in last year registered a total a cargo throughput of 3 billion tons.
大家可以看到这个集装箱的这个，我这个是一个集装箱的这个，这是一个港口的这个 前十名的排名的吞吐量，这是我们这个全球的，可以看到这个全球里面前十名的港口的吞吐量，中国占有八个。
And this is a billboard of the world top 10 ports in terms of the throughput capacity. And you can see among the top 10, we have eight in China.
所以可以看出中国的这个货运量和货运需求有多少之大。有的人可能觉得我们说到上海港、到青岛港、到天津港，实际上这个距离都不是很远，但是每一个港口都是上亿吨的这个吞吐量。上海港达到了七亿吨的吞吐量。
So you can see how big the transport demand is in China. Although those big ports like Shanghai, Qingdao, and Tianjin, they are quite close, but all these ports have an annual port throughput over 100 million tons. Let's take Shanghai for an example. Its port throughput was over 700 million tons last year.
这一张表示出了就是全世界的集装箱码头的吞吐量，前十位里面中国的码头占有七位。
And this table is the billboard of the top 10 world container terminals. And among the top 10, seven are in China.
你可以看到上海港的最新的2016年全年完成的是3713万TEU 的。
As you can see, in the past year, the Shanghai port has accomplished a total container throughput of 37.13 million TEUs.
那我昨天去看了一下非常漂亮的彼得埃夫斯港，啊，非常的漂亮。但据我所知，它去年完成的吞吐量是370万。我们上海的一个港的吞吐量是它的十倍。
And yesterday I paid a visit to the port of Piraeus in Athens, and I know that its container throughput last year was 3.7 million TEUs, and so Shanghai is 10 times of that.
中国的船舶工业，这是讲的中国的船舶工业。我最近这两天啊，也是跟了好多大的船东啊，比如说我们这个 COSMI 啊，比如说那个，哎，对，他们都在中国造过船啊，都在中国造过船。那我们现在去年的一到十一月份，十二月份的数据还没出来，一到十一月份，我们建造船的，就是船舶建造业的这个总的收入。啊，这个已经达到了$1,000 billion.
I also had a chance to visit big owners in Greece, like the Castamere and Zakos, and I know that all these big owners places order books at the Chinese shipyard. Here we can see that from the January to November last year.The China shipyards above the designated scales totally gain a business revenue of $100 billion.
从下面一张表，大家下面一张表可以看出，啊，中国的造船现在是在2016年完成的造船量是跟韩国是平等的，韩国是这个跟它几乎是一样的，但是我们的。新船的新结订单量和手持订单量都是韩国的一倍，远远超过日本。
So the below table shows that the Chinese shipyard completed a shipbuilding volume last year parallel to those in Korea, but for the new orders and the order books in hand, that they are twice of that in Korea, and it's much much bigger than that in Japan.
上个星期刚才尼古拉斯先生也说，上个星期我在那个塞浦路斯也做了一个这样演讲。塞浦路斯的有位先生问我，中国现在造船造什么船？我以为他说我们还在造木船、水泥船。
And last week when I gave a presentation at the Cyprus conference, I was asked by an audience what type of vessel are now you are building. I think that they were asking about those outdated vessels, like the cement or wood vessels.
实际上，现在世界上最大的集装箱船、最大的散货船，首制的都是在中国造的。
But in fact, now the biggest container ship and the biggest bulk carriers in the world are now built in China.
我们现在的那个石油勘探平台。造出来的石油勘探平台，现在的量已经是全球第一。
And China also takes a lead in terms of building of the offshore drilling platforms.
我们为那个巴西淡水河谷造的那个散货船已经达到40万吨。
And we, for example, we built a 400,000 DW2 VLOCs for Brazilian company.
中国还有很大的修船基地啊！中国的修船业啊，这个每年的完成的量也要达到20亿美金。
China also has very big ship repairing bases, so the annual repairing revenue in China also reached $2 billion.
刚才这个大家谈到了这个融资租赁啊，谈到了融资租赁，实际上。欧洲的银行在退，中国的银行在进。
As you just discussed about the issue of financial leasing, we can see that the European banks are now quitting, but the Chinese banks are entering.
这个去年全年中国的融一到十一月份，中国的融资租赁已经达到了115亿美金。
And during the last year, from January to November, the financial leasing scale in China has reached $11.5 billion.
我们中国的银行，中国的这个银行跟希腊的合作是有很好的合作基础的。
We have a long tradition and a base, between the Chinese banks and the Greek ship owners.
而且。我们的银行，我昨天也问到了一些贷款的这个希腊的船东，都说我说有什么问题吧，都说没有任何的问题，合作的非常的这个圆满。
And also ask the Greek ship owners, do we have any problem working with the Chinese banks? They say no, we had a very smooth cooperation with Chinese bankers.
但是我来之前，我的朋友是船厂的朋友跟我说。希腊船东现在也在弃船。
But before I visit Greece, I was told by my friends from the Chinese shipyard that quite a few Greek owners are now abandoning vessels.
所以他们要求我在这里帮他说一句话：我们中国人一定帮你们造最好的船，是吧？希望不要弃船。
So they asked me to convey such a message to the Greek owners. We can build the best ship for you, but please don't abandon them.
然后我们现在中国的过去，我们希腊的船东跟我们中国在融资这一块上，基本上是找的我们的银行，比如说进出口银行，比如说中国发展银行，啊，类似于这些银行。但现在我们所有的大的中国的银行。都有了他的自己的融资租赁的公司，啊，那么这个融资租赁的公司对航运船舶的融资，现在是在大家竞争着都要进入船舶融资的行业，不像欧洲现在都在纷纷的退出，我们的所有的几个银行的融资租赁的这个公司。都纷纷在进入，还都要做大航运市场。他们也跟我说，请我说，请 Mr. Zhang 说你到那边去，他们谁要贷款的来找我贷啊，啊。
In the past, that the Greek owners have good partnership with China banks like the Import and Export Bank of China, the Development Bank of China. Now I can see that.Almost all the big banks in China have their dedicated division or companies for the financial leasing of vessels. They are competing for tonnages. So On the contrary to the European banks, which are now quitting, the Chinese banks are trying to get involved in this market. So I also have a friends from banks who asked me to convey such a message to you that if the owners want to get more capital, you may turn to us.
你比如说我们是公营租赁、啊、就是工商银行的租赁公司，它现在的存货资产、啊、就有600亿人民币。
For example, the ICBC financial leasing now is controlled assets amounts to 60 billion RMB.
中国现在还在对外不断的对外开放，我们的国家主席刚刚在达沃斯论坛上已经做了非常好的，向全世界做了非常好的一个演讲，就是中国将永远打开我们的大门。将永远这个走向全球化。
China is on its way. We will continue its strategy of opening up to the outside world, just as the President Xi said in Davos Forum that China will be always open to the world, and we will and globalization is always our objective.
我这张图上的所有的彩色的这个颜色，就是我们中国现在所创办的自由贸易区。
And the colored parts on this slide shows all the free trade zones now in China.
我们中国的这个版图上最发达的就是靠近海运这个海岸线上的18000公里海岸线上的城市，比如说从上到下，大连、天津、青岛、上海、广州、深圳。
And here you can see the most developed regions in China are those cities along the 18,000 kilometers coast, like Dalian, Tianjin, Qingdao, Shanghai, Shenzhen.
那么最发达的地区，你们可以从这个图上看，基本上都是。自由贸易区了。
And those most developed nations, you can see that free trade zones have been set up there.
因为昨天我跟部分的希腊的船东在交流的过程中，船东也跟我提出了一个，我这个钱到了中国是不是在中国开展业务是不是出不去？我告诉他，这都是在自由贸易区，想怎么出就怎么出，想怎么进就怎么进。
I was also asked by the Greek owners if we build vessels in China, if we run business in China, can we take our money back? I can assure them that just in these free trade zones, there are total freedom of capital flow.
现在我们自贸区，刚才说的这都是自贸区，那么所有说明我们开放的港口都允许外国人来投资。
So just now I show you the layout of the free trade zones so that in all the major ports, the local government welcomes the foreign investment.
这个外国人投资过去我们是有要求的，必须是在50%以下，现在可以你没有任何的股权限制。
In the past, for the foreign investors, the Chinese government may have some limit.For example, the shareholdings below 15%, but now such limit has been cancelled.
好像时间已经到了，我后面加快一点啊。
Oh, since time is up, so I'll speed up.
新的我们国家的战略，这是“一带一路”战略，大家肯定都听说过。那么“一带一路”战略这里面，大家看得很清楚，这条蓝线的最关键的一个港口就是比莱埃夫斯港。就是希腊的港口，它是离远东最近的一个港口。
Okay, here we see the new strategy of the Chinese government, the One Belt and One Road, and on the blue lines, you can see the key point is the port of Pyrrha, which is in Greece, and is the closest port to the Far East.
那这一带一路这个战略，等一下也有一个先生会介绍，我就不具体的说。但是这是一个全球性的战略。 好多外国朋友，其他国家朋友说，为什么你这一张图上没把他们国家，比如说西班牙呀、葡萄牙啊，没把它包括进去？我说，我们只是一个开，我们这个“一带一路”是一个开放的系统，是吧？只是现在的目前是一个示意，是这，我们将在全球的贸易中走出这样一个圈来。
Okay, so for the One Belt and One Road, I will not spend too much time on that. Some friends may ask why the One Belt One Road does not include nations like Spain and Portugal, but I will say that it is a draft proposal. But I can assure you that this system is open. This is an open system. It can include any ports in the future.
那么在这一带一路上，我们目前是涵盖了66个国家。
And now the Belt and Road covers 66 nations.
一带一路上的货物包括了矿、机械、食品、这个家用电器等等等等的这个货物，所以实际上这个量是非常的大。
And the major types of cargo along the Belt and Road mainly includes the iron ore, the mechanics, the food, the home appliance. So the total cargo transport volume could be very considerable.
那么一带一路的货运量、贸易额和海运运输的价格，我们编出来的这样一个指数是可以值得参考的。
And for the cargo transport volume, for the trade value, and the freight rates of the cargo along the Belt and Road can be demonstrated by the One Belt, One Road maritime indices issued by our Shanghai Shipping Exchange.
我们这个指数是向全球发布的。
And that index is for the world.
大家知道，我们实际上现在发布的指数有很多，最著名的就是我们的 CCFI 和SCFI.
Now we have quite a few maritime indices. I think the most prominent one was the China Containerized Freight Index and the Shanghai Containerized Freight Index.
我们的指数已经是在国际上充分的应用，比如说美国 FMC 的备案的协议指数中，那有我们跟我们挂钩的77%，再比如说这个我们国内的煤炭运输。就南北线的散货运输，90%的运价跟我们挂钩，这个运价挂钩合约是一个现在当前航运非常流行的一种签约方式，因为希腊的船东不大这个做船舶的操作，当操作的人基本上都用我们的指数做挂钩合约，比如说马士基、地中海、达菲、中远海运都会用这样一个指数来签挂钩合约。
And now we can see that our freight indices are widely used worldwide. For example, for the index-linked contracts filed at the U.S. Federal Maritime Commission, that 77% of them are linked with the SSE index, and 19% of the coastal transport contract in China now are linked with our coastal bulk freight index. So such kind of ILC, the index-linked contracts, has been a very popular practice, and it has been used by quite a few ship operators like Maersk, like MSC, CMA CGM, and Costco China Shipping.
我们的集装箱指数已经在全世界的海运市场上做衍生品交易的结算指数，在也跟新加坡交易所签约，也跟这个伦敦交易所签约。我本来是答应尼古拉斯先生稍微介绍一下我们的这个集装箱运价的衍生品，但是由于时间关系，今天可能来不及了。它是一个比较复杂的一个交易的过程。
Okay, our container freight index has been also been used as the benchmark for the settlement of container derivatives. Something like the container FFAs. We have signed clearing agreements with the London Clearing House and the Singapore Exchange Asia Clear. I thought about giving a few words about derivatives, but now it seems the time is too limited. It's a quite a complicated process of trading.
最后我给大家一个数据，中国将在五年内进口，老实说中国是一个出口国，但中国将在这五年内进口$80,000,000,000的货物。
So I can give you a rough data that usually people think that China export a lot of project products, and but in future 5 years, China will totally import the cargoes that worth about $8 trillion.
吸引外资$6,000,000,000.
And we will attract a foreign investment of $600 billion.
所以在对外的投资$7,500,000,000.
And we will, and China will invest overseas totaling $750 billion.
所以最后我给大家三个建议。
So last but not least, I will give you 3 advices.
第一个建议，用好中国的钱，中国有钱。
And first, that you can make better use of the money in China. China now is rich.
第二个建议。交好中国的朋友，你们要在中国去投资，在用好中国的钱，必须认识中国人，你们自己是找不到的。
And secondly, you should make more Chinese friends if you want to make investment or have business cooperation in China. But I think it's hard for you to find.
第三，做大中国的市场。中国的市场刚才说有那么大，是完全容得下。不要说是一个希腊啊，容得下整个欧洲。
Okay, and third, you should explore more business in China because, as we can see, China has such a huge market capacity. It can accommodate, I think, the whole European trade in China, let alone Greece.
最后一句话，与其在中国找很多很多的朋友，不如就找我们上海航运交易所。谢谢大家。
Okay, my last sentence will be, it will be fairly difficult for you to find so many Chinese partners in China, but you may turn to us. SSE is enough for all of you.
Thank you. Any question?
Thank you very much.